We have offered many, many retreats of mindfulness, a little bit everywhere in Europe, in Asia, even in the Middle East. And we have a helper bring back communication, harmony to countless couples. We have also invited groups of Israelis and Palestinians to come to Plumlish every year in order to help them to practice removing their fear, their anger, and learn how to taste the joy of life. Imagine the first day they come, they could not look at each other, because both groups were filled with suffering, anger, suspicion. The first practice that we offer them is the practice of mindful breathing, to be aware of the body, to be aware of the feelings, to embrace the body and the feelings. First, you practice breathing so that you can bring the element of peace and harmony into your in-breath and out-breath. And when the quality of your in-breath and out-breath is good, you can use the energy of mindfulness of breathing to recognize your body and to embrace your body with the energy of mindful breathing. There's always tension, stress, and pain in your body. And this practice of recognizing the body and allow your body to relax was offered by the Buddha 2,600 years ago. Breathing in, I'm aware of my body. Breathing out, I allow my body to release the tension. And then after having been able to release the tension in the body, you go to the realm of feelings, breathing in, and recognize an embrace of the feeling in me, painful feeling, the feeling of fear, the feeling of pain. Breathing out, I release the tension in that feeling. Recognizing the feeling, embracing the feeling with the energy of mindfulness is a very important practice. After you have succeeded in bringing relaxation to your body, you begin to recognize, embrace your feelings, and help your feeling to decrease its intensity. It's not the practice of fighting against the feeling. It is the practice of recognizing it, embracing it with the energy of mindfulness, like a mother embracing her child. And the tenderness of the mother penetrates into the body of the child, and the child gets a relief. It's very important to recognize the painful feeling in us, the emotion in us, and embrace it tenderly with the energy of mindfulness that is generated by the practice of mindful breathing or mindful walking. If you do not have the energy of mindfulness, and then you have nothing to take care of your feelings. And that is why in a practice center, the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, mindful cooking, mindful sitting is very important, because that kind of practice helps to generate the energy of mindfulness. And with that energy, you can recognize and embrace the painful feeling in you. And both groups will offer that kind of practice for a week. And there were international practitioners present in Plum Village in order to support, to practice, and to guide these groups of Palestinians and Israelis. And after that, after 1 week of practice of calm and releasing, we initiate both groups to practice deep listening, compassionate listening, and using loving speech. Each person is invited to express himself or herself, to tell what is in his or her heart in terms of suffering, despair. They should try to give the information to help the other person, the other group of persons, to know the suffering that they have undergone in many years, children as well as adults. And they try their best to use the kind of language that can convey the truth of suffering. No blaming, no judging, with no bitterness. You have the right to tell people of your own suffering, but refrain from blaming, refrain from using the language of bitterness and judgment, so that the other people have the capacity to listen to you. That is called loving speech. And if you are the ones who listen, you have to remember that this kind of practice of deep listening has only one purpose: allowing the other person to have a chance to empty his or her heart. So far, no one has been able to listen to him or to her. Now you are practicing like the Bodhisattva of deep listening. You want to bring her, to help her, help him to have a chance to get a relief. That is why you practice deep listening, compassionate listening. You know that if you can listen to him or to her for 1 hour like that, she or he will suffer less. And therefore, you are protected by the energy of compassion. And irritation and anger will not come up during the time of listening. Even if the other person in his speech expressed a lot of wrong perceptions, and expressed some judgment, criticism, judgment, but you are able to continue to listen with compassion. You are protected by the energy of compassion. Because you have maintained compassion alive by focusing your attention on one thing. I listen to him or to her like this is only with one purpose: help him or help her a chance to speak out and to get a relief. Therefore, even if her speech is full of bitterness and wrong perceptions, you are still capable of listening. And you can tell yourself that there will be time, enough time in the future, for you to release the kind of information to help him or her to correct the perceptions. That is why you are capable of listening with calm and compassion. Of course, if we interrupt him or her and give him or her the information, that would not be good practice, because that will prevent him or her to continue, and the session of listening become a discussion. And that's why you only listen. Even if you notice that there are wrong perceptions in what the other person say, and you tell yourself that even tomorrow, after tomorrow, you have a chance to release information in order to help him or her to correct their perception. You know that you have to release a certain amount only of these information, because he or she will not be able to receive a whole load of information that you give. That's too much for him, too much for her. A dose enough for that person to accept. And you continue like that, you choose a good moment, and you just release one or two informations. And that is to help the other side to correct his or her wrong perceptions. That is an art of communication. While listening, you realize that the other side, they have suffered exactly like you have suffered on this side. They have undergone exactly the same kind of suffering that you have. And when you realize that, the nectar of compassion is born in your heart. And you can look at them now with the eyes of compassion.